Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Acts chapter 3, verse 4. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." So that seems like just a kind of a passing verse in the middle of this story. This guy who's lame from birth, who's been carried every day to the gate of the temple, and he sees Peter and John about to go into the temple as he's sitting there, and he asked if they would give him something. But then it says, Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." So there's an intensity here, an intentionality. Like, they looked at this one man who was in need. And I'm just convicted in my own life. So as I read that and I see that kind of intensity, intentionality, just focusing on one, I think about my own life. I see multitudes of people in need around the world. I talk all the time about 2.8 billion people who've never heard the gospel. I mean, this morning I was praying for the Fulani people in Cameroon, like 5 million of them who have little to no access to the gospel. I think about millions of people who are unreached by the gospel, millions of people who are suffering in different ways in the world. And it's helpful to be reminded of the magnitude, just millions upon millions of people. But if I'm not careful, I can get so focused on like the big picture that I lose sight of the one person who's in need right in front of me. And that's where I'm just encouraged when I see this in Acts chapter 3. Those who are passionate about reaching the many are passionate about reaching the one. And so I want to be a part of affecting the many in a sense in my life, but that really comes down to fundamentally being passionate about reaching the one in my life. So I just think as I go through my day to day, God, give me an intensity, an intentionality to focus on the one person in need around me. Wherever that may be, whatever that may look like today, may we have our eyes open in such a way that we gaze at them who are in need around us and say, how can I love that person? How can I serve that person? How can I encourage that person? So I just want to encourage you, even as my own heart is encouraged by this text, amidst all the massive needs around us in the world, let's never neglect the need of the one that God brings into our path on a regular day-by-day basis. So let me pray toward that end. God, I pray that you give me your eyes to see the one in front of me today, those people, the person who you've given me an opportunity or giving me an opportunity to love, to serve, to care for, to reach out to in this way or that way. I pray the same for those who are listening to this, Lord, that you would just give us a good and right focus on individual people around us today, that we might live for your glory, not just in a broad, ambiguous, your glory in the world kind of sense, but for the spread of your grace and your glory in individual lives around us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.